to Doctrine of Truth.
Blog Talk Radio.
Even as close as your own back door, wherever that is, it's going to take one of God's miracles to change the world's condition. And I know He can. He did it in my life. Listen. I walked around with a frown, thinking the world had done me wrong. Real. I heard Mama, Daddy, Grandmama told me, don't live your life on what you feel. She said, learn how to fall on your knees and call on the Lord. He'll be there if you should fall.
Welcome, 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 welcome. God bless you. You had in the back, you hear in the background. The artist, Art Johnson, say you prayed for a miracle one night. Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the listeners of this broadcast, wherever they might be. Lord, we ask to stretch a hand of deliverance and bind Satan's hand wherever works, trying to work against them that will not be successful. God, because you said in your word, everything works together for those that love the Lord. And God, we know you able to do everything but fail. And Lord, we ask you to stretch a hand of deliverance, oh God, and give them a miracle. Like Brother Jock said, he prayed for a miracle one night. And God said, if you believe, he will give it to you. Amen. We're here again in Block Talk and our strategy and our thought. And we're striving for, amen, that we come to the grassroots understanding of the topic. And the topic of the night, amen, what does it mean to be born of the water? What does it mean to be born of the water? Amen. There are many people today have been, amen, read the scriptures, amen. But we like to get working to have you to weigh in on these conversations, amen. What does it mean to be born of the water? Things work together for good for those that love the Lord. And when you love the Lord, amen, he'll set you free, but we're still striving. We are born of the body. We're born of the spirit. And we are body, soul, and spirit. Amen. We are threefold. We're body, soul, and spirit. And the effort is, amen, when you go to Bible study, or you're listening on different broadcasts of word being expounded, everybody doesn't have, amen, the same point of view. And I mean, you know, like Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, they had a different view of the cross and a different excitement that was going on during that time. But, amen, of the crucifixion of Jesus, they all viewed the crucifixion. But like one was probably on this side of town, the other on that side of town. And, you know, things are happening in your neighborhood, in your town. Amen. But you say, well, you know, I was in the store when that was happening, and I had this view, and my understanding was happening. Amen. So this is what the broadcast here is about. Amen. That God was, like Ephesians said, that God gave some prophets, some teachers, some evangelists, and some pastors for the edification, amen, for the body of Christ, that we put it all together. And we expound of what we all together, and we come into one unity of understanding about what God is. And we're talking about, amen, being born of the water. And Jesus told Nicodemus in the third chapter of Matthew, we're going to set that scripture here, amen, as one of the arguments. We're going to talk about the blessing side, we're going to talk about the cursing side. Amen, by being cursed. Amen. Many people don't feel that. I know Paul was saying, amen, cursed be the man if he preaches another gospel. But also, there's a point of view, and you don't hear too much teaching on that, amen, using God's other ceremonies, amen, to be, they'd be cursed as well, amen, like taking communion, amen, the improper use of the sacrament and the communion. Amen, the Lord's Supper. Amen. Notice in the third chapter of John, and Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. Amen. And notice, and we'll read it again. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, ruler of the Jews, same came to Jesus by night, and said unto him, Rabbi, amen, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of heaven. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? He's talking about the flesh. He's talking about the natural man. Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? And that proves it out, that he's talking about the natural man. He's talking about the natural man. And Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he's old? And Jesus, and see, how can he enter his mother's womb the second time? So that clears it up of what type of birth Nicodemus was aware of. Amen. And that's why it's good. Amen. We read the Bible. And that's why, amen, it's important that we study, because God has a way, amen, to deliver mankind from this fallen world. God has a way. Amen. The enemy not going to amen. You may hear me quote this many times, many other preachers, are those that the enemy not going to take all God's people, destroy the whole world, and leave God with no people. No, 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 no. No, no. There are some people. Amen. There's a number, John said he saw, that no man can number. Amen. So some people going to get the truth. Amen. And they're going to hang on to the truth, and they're going to follow the truth. The fifth verse, Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born of the water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not, I say unto thee, ye must be born again. Amen. The wind blows where it listed, I hear the sound thereof. But how can a man, amen, when thou come and telleth him where they go on, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Now, this is where we're stopping. And Jesus said, amen, you must be born of the water and of the Spirit. Now, this is one of the questions we'd like somebody to weigh in on. If you remember the time you accepted Christ and you was baptized in water. You accepted Christ and you was baptized in water. And we have a caller on the line. Okay, go right ahead, caller. You just press one on your line. And yes, you're on the air. God bless you. Hello?
Hello? Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hey, this is Apostle Whitaker.
Yes, sir. Apostle, we're always glad to hear you. You're a great man of God.
Oh, yes, sir. Praise the Lord. That's a good topic, what you're talking about, being baptized in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that a lot of people need to understand, what does the water represent? Because some of them think it's just water that you'd be putting in. I hear a lot of people say that the water represents the Word of God. That we have to be baptized in the Word of God. So it takes the Word of God in order to set us in the right direction that we need to go. It takes the Word of God to purify and to cleanse us. Because the Word has to get inside and take out stuff that's already inside. But it's the Word of God that we really be baptized in. And I think Nicodemus, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, and when he explained it to him, he was looking at the physical part. He wasn't looking at the spiritual aspects of what Jesus was saying. And and that's one thing that we really need to understand, that whenever Jesus spoke, he always spoke about the spiritual thing. But because of our minds and how we think, we was always look at the carnal aspect. So that's why he made the statement, "But can I go back into my mother womb and be born again?" He said, "I'm too old for that." But he was really not talking about being born from the physical birth, but be born from the spiritual birth. And this is the point where we need to be in our lives and understanding what birth that we really need. So when we are baptized in the water, you know, we know that the water don't cleanse nobody. The water ain't never saved nobody, but it's the Word of God that do the saving. It is the Word of God that does the deliverance. So it's the Word of God that we really need. So we really be baptized into the Word of God so that we can walk holy and righteous up before the Lord.
All right. Man of God, we're so glad to have you. And he's a wonderful man of God. He always has a program, and so many of you hear him. Amen, Apostle Whitaker. Amen, and church. Amen. God bless you, Apostle. You can stay on the line, or you can listen in. Come back anytime you desire. Amen. Okay. So that's where we are tonight. We're laid the found work here, and we want those, anybody have out there that have been baptized in water, and also would like to, amen, bring a comment of how you feel after you was baptized in water, or you've seen someone else that baptized in water. We'd like to hear, you know, from the ground roots, the grassroots, amen, the condition before and after. Now, Jesus was telling Nicodemus, saying, now, Nicodemus, now, amen, you are a ruler of the Jews. Nicodemus was addressing him as rabbi. You're a teacher, amen, all these things. And back in the Old Testament time, amen, when they had problems and situations, amen, and the water and the sacrifices, amen, the kids, that something had to be offered to God, a bull, a pigeon, a heifer, amen, a dove had to be offered to God, an offering, a payment, amen, for God being abused and talked about, a payment. We get that payment. So the priesthood had laid that groundwork, amen. A payment had to be made, amen. So here, when Jesus came, and Nicodemus called him rabbi, a teacher, and he know in the time when the Pharisees, they've confronted Jesus, back in the 8th chapter of John, they confronted Jesus, and they thought they had tied Jesus up. They brought this lady, amen, with the they caught her in adultery, and you know it was a setup. We know it was a setup. They didn't bring the man, but they brought the lady, amen, and said, "Master, how this man? You know what the law say? What the law say?" They went way back to the book, amen. When God brought the law, because there was so much people living according to their will, and God repented, and he sent the flood. He was sorry he made man, and man took off again, and Israel took off again, living the way they feel, living the way they act, amen. But before then, this is what really got them disgusted with Jesus, and they was going to get ready to kill Jesus, And because of the fact, in the Gospel according to John, the 8th chapter, and Jesus told him that, told the lady with the issue of blood, I mean the lady in adultery, go in your, and she said, well, he asked the lady there, well, anybody here going to accuse you? And she said, no, man, Lord. And she said, go and sin no more. And all of them had their rocks and going on, and that's where they stopped and looked back. Said, wait a minute, what did this man say? What did he say? He said, sin no more. Nobody can forgive sin but God. And that's when the whole riot began to take off. And another, here's another one. They said, well, we got him. We got him. And you can imagine all the mothers that were around, heard the child. Oh, God, no one will happen out there now. Here come old Mary, boy. He's out there and start another problem. That's Mary. Mary's son, grandson, and Elizabeth, them all, their son, their grandson, out there starting something else, child. You know how ladies get to talking about children. And here we go. But Jesus stopped them in their track. Jesus said, before Abraham was, I am. And that turned the whole picture around. And they said, this boy ain't even 50 years old. You trying to say you older than Abraham? You ain't even 50 years old. Jesus said, before Abraham was glad to see my day. So before Abraham was, I am. So Jesus in the church was already operating. God knew he going to send the church. Amen. That's why in the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. God, the Word, God, God's Son, they already knew that the church was going to be in existence. So when Jesus came, when John the Baptist was preaching, amen, I'm not worthy to untie his shoes, but the one that sent me told me when I baptize him in water, amen, that's going to be the one. And then when he baptized Jesus in water, the heavens opened, and a dove sat on his head, and a voice spoke from heaven. God spoke from heaven. This is my beloved son, in whom I'm well pleased. Everybody around us heard the voice. So here we are, we're talking about water, born of the water. Amen. Water does mean something in God's eyesight. Amen. If you believe in Jesus Christ, there's going to be a difference in your life. If you believe in Jesus Christ, amen. That birth, that assurance, amen. And if we can go to the other part, the next 10 minutes, we're going to go to another part of the subject being born of water. But I'm quite sure. We have another caller, and you'd like to talk. Okay, all right. All right, let's press 1. Amen. This is a good subject tonight, the day or time, whatever you view. All right, caller, go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, Bishop.
Yes, sir.
Bishop, this is Deacon Bryant from Orlando.
Yes, sir.
I finally got a chance to most of the time,
all right,
on my way Bible study at the church, but I'm not going to make it today, so I thought I would call in and listen to you and regarding the subject that you had there.
Okay. All right. We're always glad to have you weigh in on it. What's your point of view being born on the water?
Well, you know, if we all think about it, we're all born of, you know, in the water by, you know, by nature of birth itself. We're in the womb. We're in the water. So I know we're not talking about that water. We're talking about the confirmation of the faith through baptism. that outward feeling by being submerged and then, you know, in other words, it represents being born again as to being born again with Christ, in other words. When you go in the water, when you come back up, that symbolizes that new creature coming out of the water.
All right, Deacon, I know you're a chairman, Deacon. You have so much to take. And I know once we get you wind up there, it's slow to get slow to train down, but we appreciate you weighing in on there. I'm going to throw, when I was a mechanic, they say, I'm going to throw a monkey wrench in here on it. No such thing as a monkey wrench, but I'm going to use one of these in the book of John. When the man was sick, and not only for you, Deacon, I'm not for anybody else. I appreciate you calling. Maybe we have another caller coming in. But you can hang around with us for a while.
Okay.
Thank God bless you. There was this man at the well, sick.
Yeah.
And he was sat there waiting for the stirring of the water. And he knew after a while, and all of them were sitting around there waiting and maybe sometime pushing and going on and arguing, hey, man, that you've been here all day, let's just let somebody else in, and you've been in line, now we should have somebody to come down, get one of the soldiers, and everybody don't believe in this. You know, it was always some kind of commotion because they were waiting, for the commotion, the stirring of the water, and the first one will step in will get healed. Now, we're talking about the blessing in the water now, And maybe we can use that view. It's something about the water, amen, that Jesus, amen, he could have passed it because he's God's son, and he knew about everything. He could have bypassed that baptism of John, and also we need to take a deeper look at this thing, because before the church was developed, Jesus didn't set up the church, but he walked in the Old Testament. He was baptized in the Old Testament, and these people was around the well. That was in the Old Testament. We're trying to say the Old Testament according to Scripture. When Jesus died and rose, amen, that formed what we call the church. And the disciples became apostles. Now, those that were around the well, when the angel came and stirred the water, and the first one stepped in was healed. And Jesus came along. Now, we're talking about the stirring of the water before Jesus came along. So now, is there any significance? Is there any connection here? Jesus baptized in water, and the angel stirred the water. And can we see any parts in there where God was blessing people and healing people, delivering people through the water? Do we have another caller? Amen. If you're on the line, just press 1. We're talking about what it means to be born of the water. But we want to take a grassroots approach, because in our study, we have 2 or 3 come together, and each one of us give different points of view or testimonies of your water baptism, your revelation of water, what Jesus was saying, being of the Spirit and the water. We'd like to hear it. You can dial 1-855-236-2252. Amen. 1-347-215-8816. 8816. And we've been working with an author, a man, as well as we have other callers on the line. Amen. Just give a little short. You don't have to be biblical, but we know if you're coming from Scripture, we know we got some listeners that know if you coming from the Scriptures or not. But just think about that. Think about that. Amen. Think about the time that when Jesus walked on the water and Jesus spoke to the waves when they was all there and in the ship at that time, and everybody else was concerned, and everybody else was trouble. And the captain walked down in the bow of the ship and said, "Master, do you care that we perish?" And when Jesus came on up and spoke to the wind and the water, it ceased. They ceased and really got trouble. Not only that, but what about our runaway prophet, Jonah? Our runaway prophet. Amen. He probably would try to catch an airplane or plane or something to try to get away from God. Might be somebody out there now still trying to run. But Jonah, he was on the ship, and Jonah was on the ship, and he was another place, but Jonah was below sleep. Oh, and the wind and the ocean would just really kick it up. And the water was really doing its job. Ocean. Remember during the time that when they, in the beginning of time, amen, in the word of God, in the psalmist, amen, God gave the ocean its boundaries. And many times when I travel, and I see where man is trying to take a part of the ocean to make land. It's fine if they're not the part where God told the ocean, "This is your land, this is your territory," because the ocean is not going to rest. It's going to work day and night, 24 hours a day, amen, until it gets boundaries. God gave the ocean so much boundaries. And you walk it on shaky ground when you begin to, amen, try to take what God gave the ocean. And the ocean is alive. So when Jonah came, when they woke up Jonah and said, "Jonah, man, what kind of God you got? We all up here throwing, we are sacrificing, doing all we can. What kind of God you got?" And Jonah said, I'm the problem. Just throw me overboard and everything gonna rest." And when they throw Jonah overboard, the sea ceased. So God's spirit is in the water. God's spirit is in the water. So when Jesus told them, you could be born of the water and of the spirit. It's something about the water. When you start working with God and believing in God, amen. First John, third chapter, amen, gave us a little insight. First John 3:3-8. And First John 3:8 say, First John 5. And this, he came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it's the Spirit that bear witness, because the Spirit is true. There are three that bear record in heaven: the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. There are three that bear witness in the earth: the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Okay, now, what Jesus said, it was very important, and he meant that. He meant that there's a change would take place, amen, not only in the inner man, must be born of the Spirit, born of the water, and, he said, and of the Spirit. Amen. It could be, we know that there are different faith groups out there. Amen. And the different faith groups that baptize in water. All right, we have another caller on the line. Go right ahead, caller. Let's press one.
Go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Brother Bishop. Hello?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Brother Garrett.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sitting listening to you. And you have a really deep subject there.
We yes, sir. I need old man Peter to, I need old man Peter to come and bring me out.
you know, all this thing about water, even John said he baptized with water.
Mm-hmm.
He said, but one will come, and he will baptize you with the Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, and that with fire.
Uh-huh.
So the whole thing about water physically was leading up to the scripture you just read from John. Water from his side is what he was, what John was leaning to.
Mm-hmm.
See,
mm-hmm.
See, John came to. He came to address the fact that the Savior is coming,
mm-hmm,
you see.
Mm-hmm.
And John's life was more than just talk. John's life was really, the functioning of it was really the
mm-hmm.
same thing that would happen to Jesus.
Uh-huh,
you know,
uh-huh.
John told Herod, you can't have your brother's wife, and
mm-hmm.
he was killed.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're looking at here is likewise Jesus would be killed. So
mm-hmm.
the water here in John's case, amen, is representing the fact that Jesus would bleed from his side. Now the amazing thing is that he shed blood also.
Okay.
This is on the cross. Now this
mm-hmm.
was after he died.
Mm-hmm.
It's unusual
mm-hmm.
for blood and water to have such a separation when a man is dead.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we see here, this was an act of God, but now Jesus physically did this on the cross. But what it did, it represented, more than represented, it became a spiritual thing, because right there when he shed his blood is where he became the Christ. Paul
okay.
said he has now become both Lord and Christ. So
mm-hmm.
what we're seeing here, this thing about water, the blood was taken back to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
see? And remember he told a lady, he said, don't touch me, I haven't ascended to my Father yet.
Okay.
So the blood was taken back to the Father. But John here says that the representative he left was blood and water. So the blood is now in the spiritual sense, blood is for our redemption. And we can
mm-hmm.
come now because of his blood.
Mm-hmm.
And we can be
mm-hmm.
cleansed because of his when we come, see? So the water
mm-hmm.
now is representing the washing of the word.
Mm-hmm.
Am I making any sense? So
all right.
so,
all right.
so just like you've been saying, you can't make it without, first of all, coming to Jesus. You
mm-hmm.
got to get the blood to cover you. We're talking about
mm-hmm.
in the spiritual sense. Matter of fact, when we are filled with the Holy Ghost, we can apply the blood ourselves. You see what I'm saying? So what we have to do is, just like we apply the blood, we have to also go to the Word of God and be cleansed, which we know that Jesus is the very Word of God. Jesus is what God has declared, what God said to the whole world. That's what Jesus is. He came and he said, I and the Father, we are one, we are the same. You see what I'm saying? So it's all a spiritual sense now, and we are being saved by his blood, and we are being washed by the word. You see? You remember he said, remember what he said? He said, the words I speak unto you, they are spirit, and they are life. And this is what the world needs. This is what we need. We can't make it by ourselves. We wasn't put in there by ourselves. You see, we wasn't put in the body. And when to remain in the body, we have to be washed. So that's what I'm seeing about that, Brother Bishop.
Will you just hold on? I mean, hold on a while. I got another caller.
All right.
Amen. Because we want to get to the dark side of this subject in a minute. All right, go right ahead, caller. We have another caller on the line. Let's press 1. We have another caller. Okay. Our technician haven't tagged him in yet. But also, what Elder Garrett was talking about, Peter had preached that, Acts 2:38. And we have a caller. Let's press 1 on the line. The technician does. Then we have a 407. Okay, all right. Go right ahead, caller. You on the air? Go right ahead. Hello? All right, he punched 1, but the technician didn't pick him up. Okay, but what Peter had said, amen, 2:38, he was preaching at the day of Pentecost, and Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission means removal of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And all right, go right ahead, caller. All right, you push 1, you're on. Go right ahead, caller, you on there. Hello? Well, he's breaking in and up. He's breaking in and out. But for remission, you believe in Jesus Christ, and it has to be a belief, like the regular caller was saying, the elders were saying, and the deacon was saying, you have to believe in your heart that Jesus died on the cross for your sin. And along with the combination of water baptism, you get the removal of your sin. Now, the key is accepting Jesus in your heart, in your mind, and believing in him and that new birth through the Holy Spirit and through the water baptism process to accept Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will get the removal of your sin. For the remission of your sin, you have to be believing in the water baptism through Jesus Christ. Through Jesus Christ. And I know, and you know, if you've ever been a swimmer, a person that goes in the water, unless you put some plugs in your ear, you won't hear nothing what's going on the outside. If you hear, you won't hardly understand it. But for the remission of your sin. Now, let's watch at this. We're going to have to get to the other part, amen, of water, the water baptism, the born of the water, because it's a dangerous thing, according to Mark, and I had witnessed it as well, and being in ministry and baptizing people, Mark said, in the book of Mark, the 16th chapter, he said, he that believeth and be baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, watch this situation. Now, it took a time, an example for, in the book of Acts, when Simon, the sorcerer, said he believed. When Philip went down to Samaria and preached the gospel, okay, we have another caller. All righty, you press 1. You press 1 and the technician will type you in. And we will go right ahead. Okay, press 1 on your phone. When Simon saw all the miracles that Jesus was doing, Philip was doing through Jesus Christ. Philip was preaching Jesus Christ, and the power of God was falling because people began to believe what Philip preached. Philip was preaching, and they asked Philip the same thing with Peter and Simon Peter. In the 12th verse of the 8th chapter of Acts, but when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ, they were baptized, both men and women. And watch this now. Watch this. Now, if a person believes in Jesus Christ, we can only take their testimony. We can only take their confession. And when they hear the word about Christ and they accept him as their Lord and Savior, and this is a close point here, there are many other religious groups are baptizing all over the world. They're using water baptism as a symbol and initiation to be a part of their religion, or be a part of their God or their discipleship. But there's no power there because there's no forgiveness of sin according to the word of God. Jesus said in the Gospel according to John, the 14th chapter, that I am the way, the truth, and the life, and that no man can come unto the Father but by me. That's God the Father. So God has set up one way. Doesn't matter what their religion name says at the top. If they're not really worshiping and serving God through Jesus Christ, amen, through Jesus Christ, amen, that they will be lost. Their sins are not forgiven. The issue is with the church is that man have to be sinless to come before God. Amen. They cannot continue to carry their sin into the new kingdom of God. So what's happening, here's Simon. All right, we can push 1. We have some calls online, but let's push 1. Simon said in the 8th chapter of Acts, again, after when they believed Philip preaching the things concerning the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ. Now, notice that now. He was preaching the kingdom of God. Amen. That's why Jesus was teaching, and they was wanting to say, Father, how can we learn how to pray? He said, Our Father, which art in heaven, Thy kingdom come. Amen. Then that'll bring God, the Father, Son, the Holy Ghost, everybody in. And you notice that then, the 13th verse, then Simon himself believed also. Now, this is a discussion here that always, and I was faced with this problem way back in the early 80s. I was confronted about how I was baptized and this, that, and the other. So as I began to study, amen, the Holy Spirit led me to this chapter. And that's where I really begin to understand and see. If a person does not have Christ in their heart, have not accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior in their mind, in their heart, and really turned from their sin, repented decide to turn their life around before they go to that water. Amen. To really decide. But the preachers, we really can only can take people testimony. But it's our job as ministers and preachers, wherever they be, you have to tell them about Jesus Christ. You have to teach it to them and preach it to them. Amen. That God sent his son. His son is Jesus. And just like the Pharisees find out the hard way, amen, Jesus was before Abraham, because Jesus is God's son, is God in the flesh. He is God the Word. The Word is God. In the beginning was the Word. So he is God. He is God. Amen. In 1 John, Gospel according to John, the Word became among his own, and his own received him not. So, God, amen, so we can only take people confession. But one thing, if people don't be careful about, St. John, Philip, here's Philip, and Simon himself believed also. We'll see what this Simon believed. He was a sorcerer. Now, the Bible says, say, whosoever will, let him come. So, he had a right. He has a right to accept Christ. He has a right. And whatever he's been doing, he cursed the whole town. He had the whole town bewitched under sorcery. But when Philip came in the town and preached in Samaria, he preached. The whole town believed because God's power was beginning to work. Then Simon himself believed also, and when he was baptized, he continued with Philip, wondered, beholding the miracles and sign which was done. Here we go now. Here's a sorcerer. Went in the water as a sorcerer. He believing in the sorcery. What did he believe? What did he was looking for? What was he looking for, this sorcerer? What was he looking for? And when the apostles heard, when the apostles, which was at Jerusalem, heard Samaria had received the word of God, they sent unto them Peter and John, whom when they would come down, pray for them, that they might receive the Holy Ghost, for it was not yet fallen upon none of them, only they were baptized in the name of Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they laid their hands upon them and received the Holy Ghost. And when Simon saw that through laying of a hand, here we go. What was in Simon's heart and mind before Philip came into town? He wanted the power. He wanted to be worshipped, because that's what all the devil wanted to be. The devil just wanted to be worshipped. He wanted the power. And here we go. Simon had still the same old mind in the water and out the water. And when Simon saw that through laying of hands of the apostles, the Holy Ghost was given, he offered them money. Case closed. You must believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, because the water is a symbol. The water does have power, but the water can curse you. You go down in that liquid grave without Jesus in your heart and your mind, you're going to hurt yourself when you come up. You're going to hurt yourself. And the apostles say, we receive that your heart and mind, amen, that is not right with God. Amen. You better repent of all your wickedness. And see how far this man went, trying to tie God up, and he really didn't know who God was. You know, we have to know ourselves in Christ. And at the same time, you got to know who the enemy is and what the enemy is. Some people know who they are in Christ, but they don't know the enemy. And you can get hurt. Some people know the enemy, but they don't know who the power of God in their life. So they get hurt. It should be a balance there. You know, if you know a person not living right and they just want to put a outward show, and they just want to go and be baptized in water just to be joining the church, No. You got to accept Christ deep in your heart. All right, we're almost in our closing. Amen. And we have someone that want to talk with us. Press 1, and our technician will put you in our closing. But to be born of water is very important, to be born of water. Amen. If you want to talk, just push 1. We're talking about to be born of water. It might be someone that's been listening and you have been undecided about being baptized in water. And our assurance here is to guarantee you it will not be a wasted time. It will mean a lot to you spiritually, physically. Amen. Amen. Jesus, he is the way. He is the only way. He is the one. Whatever Jesus, we follow his teaching. He's our example. Amen. We have somebody that's want to talk. Let's press 1. Amen. So the desire of Doctrine of Truth is get the grassroots understanding. Amen. Yes, maybe you've been baptized once, but you didn't believe. You didn't believe. You didn't believe in Jesus Christ. You did not accept Christ as your Lord and Savior. But now you really understand. Amen. And because Jesus Christ, believing in him, accepting him, amen, being a part of your life, amen, he's the one that takes away your sins. Amen. That's why you baptize in the authority of Jesus Christ, because he's the only one, amen, that God will accept. God will accept. He told John the Baptist, amen, after he baptized, the heavens opened. Gospel according to John, the first chapter, the heavens opened. And they spoke after Jesus rose up out of the grave, out of the water. And he came up out of the water. The dove sat on his head. And heavens opened and spoke. And all of them was around Jordan. Listen, he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. You see, God is well pleased with Jesus. And he can be well pleased with you. Be well pleased with you. Well pleased with you. Amen. God bless you tonight and today, wherever you might be listening. If you want to listen again on this broadcast, you can go to your computer and pull up Blog Talk Radio, and you can type in Doctrine of Truth, Bishop Poole, and hear this program in its entirety, as well as many more. It's already been listed. Amen. We pray, God, that, amen, you got a grassroots. You got understanding. The Bible says get wisdom, and all I get in get understanding. Amen. One of the greatest powers sometimes we overlook. Amen. Yes, in the book of Ecclesiastes, amen, speak of the power. Amen. The things that we overlook in the knowledge is power. And money is power. Amen. But the excellence, wisdom, amen. Ecclesiastes, the seventh chapter, said, wisdom is good with an inheritance, and by it there is a profit to them that see it. For wisdom is a defense. And that's why there's so much uproar in the world, especially in America, how our schools are being in misled and knowledge is not being well taught. Say wisdom is a defense. Money is a defense. But the excellence of knowledge is that wisdom give life to them that have it. You know, if you understand and learn, amen, and the prophet saying and John was saying and all of them say, well, the Proverbs was speaking of, but he speak with understanding. Well, I speak with understanding. Amen. Once you speak with understanding, amen, understanding gives strength. Amen. Once you understand something, it gives strength. And you might feel wherever you are now that what you're going through is no way out. I heard a song a gentleman wrote, amen, and we'll probably play it one time on the broadcast. And he said that the Lord told him to pray through it, than to live through it. You know, pray through it, then to live through it. And God always has a way out for us. He has a word for us. And if we seek him with all our heart, we'll find him. If we seek God with all our heart, if we embed ourselves down in God's word and follow after God's word, amen, you'll see clear all these other things. Yes. Yes, you know, we have trials and we have tribulation. But everything works together for good, for those that love the Lord. And we have to bombard ourselves with records and movies of the gospel, tapes, CDs, and, you know, renew our mind. We have to save our mind as well. We have to save our mind. I like our body. We are body, soul, and spirit. And we have to renew our mind. Amen. We got to renew it. We got to put it on a positive note. We have to be on a positive note. Because sometimes our mind and, you know, and fear false information appears real. Things appear real to you and it's not even there. Amen. Amen. So we pray that, amen, all of us tonight, that I'm seeing all of you online, and amen, that you would join hands and we pray. We pray for financial need. We're praying for, amen, strength, and we pray for brokenheartedness. In the book of Isaiah, the Lord talks about, amen, just sit down and read your word sometime or listen to the word and just thumb through the Bible. Find a book or page that you like. You might not like the same page every day, because the spirit is reading. The spirit man is grabbing hold to it. Amen. The natural man is fighting against it. That's what Paul said. He finds there's a member, amen, there's a war going on in his members. In the book of Romans, the 7th chapter, he said there's a war going on. Amen. And spiritual warfare, amen, many times is going on in the mind. It's going on in the mind. Because the enemy, amen, was born in the flesh, amen, and you know how magnet is to iron. It always attract one another. Amen. So this old body got to be saved. It's going back to the dust, but the mind got to be renewed. The soul got to be renewed. Amen. And it's always a battle. I never think the war is over. It's always a battle. Once you get to know the enemy, it's always something coming up. Always something coming up. So you do like doing the army. We send out little watchmen all night long while the rest of the soldiers watch. Amen. And the rest of us sleep. So put out a watchman. Pick a watchman is a prayer. Put out a prayer over all of what you have, your family, your home, your children, your money, your investment. Amen. All the animals, anything you have, let's put out a prayer on it. Amen. And you know, if there's a lot of watchmen out there and the camp is surrounded with people walking around looking with their guns, and the enemy pull up and look and say, they got too many out there watching now. We got to find a time, the best time to attack them. Because the watchmen are there. Amen. Soldiers are out there. The guard. Amen. The guard, on guard. Prayer. Put your prayers out there on guard. Lord, bless my food. Look over the food that we eat. We go shopping. Don't let me go to the wrong store. God, don't let me go to the wrong gas station. God, watch my car. My car. God, don't look at my family, my daughter, my children. God, my neighborhood. Lord, look at my money. You know, let's put soldiers out there. Prayer soldiers. Put a prayer out there on everything you own. Amen. Put a prayer out there on everything you own. Right now, we're closing. Yeah, less than a minute. Father, we ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord. We send out these prayer angels, Lord, angels that look over all these callers right now in the name of Jesus, wherever they are, or wherever they are, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, send the angels to guide them and walk around them and protect their home, their family, their health, their money, their finance, and open doors, Lord, in the name of Jesus. It's been closed and been shut in a place. And, Lord, we give you the prayer and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen for being here with me. And we pray that you continue always. God bless you. We love you. Pray for us.